And hopefully when you came in, have you all got like a little piece of paper with a reading on? Because our reading this morning is from this piece of paper. It's a slightly simpler version than the one in our Bibles. And Robin is going to come and read that to us now. So thank you, Robin. Afterwards, over to Davina and Charlotte for a quiz. So you need to listen really carefully and look at your piece of paper, because there's going to be some questions about that passage afterwards that Charlotte and Davina will bring to us. So over to Robin.
The reading is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 25. Paul writes, "So I say, live by the Holy Spirit's power. Then you will not do what your sinful nature wants you to do. The sinful nature does not want what the Spirit delights in, and the Spirit does not want what the sinful nature delights in. The two are at war with each other. That's what makes you do what you don't want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the authority of the law. What the sinful nature does is clear. It enjoys sexual sins, impure acts, and wild living. It worships statues of gods. It also worships evil powers. It is full of hatred and fighting. It is full of jealousy and fits of anger. It is interested only in getting ahead. It stirs up trouble. It separates people into their own little groups. It wants what others have. It gets drunk and takes part in wild parties. It does many things of that kind. I warn you now, as I did before, people who live like that will not receive God's kingdom. But the fruit the Holy Spirit produces is love, joy, and peace. It is being patient, kind, and good. It is being faithful and gentle and having control of oneself. There is no law against things of that kind. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed their sinful nature to his cross. They don't want what their sinful nature loves and longs for. Since we live by the Spirit, let us march in step with the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Father God, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit into the world and into our lives. And we pray you'd help us understand more about his work in our lives now. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Now, I want to know, have any of you younger ones seen this before? Have any of you seen this? Do you know what it's called? Do you know? I heard this voice. Well done. It's called a tug of war. A tug of war is usually when you either get, you know, two people pulling against each other or sometimes a whole team. Do you want to have a go at a tug of war now? So, what we're going to do, we're going to line up some of you children behind Joshua. So, Joshua, you get at the front here. Joshua, you come here. And then Anna behind. And then the rest of you children get behind and hold on to the rope. Okay? And you are going to wrestle and tug of war against the vicar. Okay? I've never lost a tug of war in my life, and I don't intend to lose it this morning. So here we go. Take up the strain. You've got to pull back. Go on, go back. Whoa! Get up! I've lost. Come and sit down. Well done. Come and sit down. Well done, Miles. Come and sit down. You can do some more in a minute. Oh, well done, my friend. Go and sit down again. Oh, So you can leave the rope there. Just go and sit down. Well done, Miles. Sit in the pew again. Well done. That was fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. The tug of war. Now, do you know, the tug of war is a bit like, actually, the Christian life. The tug of war is a bit like the Christian life. You see, it's not that we get up in the mornings and we have a rope and we've got to pull it. It's not like that. There's a tug of war going on inside of every person who follows Jesus. Because when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside us. And the Holy Spirit wants to pull us in God's direction, in God's way. And yet the thing is, we also, what we heard about in the passage earlier, have something called the sinful nature. That's that desire to want to live without Jesus, our King, to live our own way. And so we have God's Spirit pulling us one way, and then we have our sinful nature pulling us the other way. And it's like a tug of war that we face every day in our lives. Let me give you an example of what this is like. Now imagine, okay, you are on the computer playing a game. Yeah, most of you will do that, I guess. You'll be on the computer playing a game, and then your mum says, can you come and lay the table now for dinner?
No way.
Do you know, you can't get better illustrations than this, can you? So what you have, Miles, is that you exactly know what it is. You know your mum, what your mum wants, and actually you know that God wants children to obey their mums and dads. So we get this tug of war because you know that God wants you to obey your mum, and yet you want to carry on playing your game. And you sense that kind of tug of war. You know exactly what I mean. Or take this, for example. Say you've got a load of sweets, and you're thinking, these are my sweets. But there's somebody asks if they can have one. You are now suddenly, Miles, I'm faced with, oh, I know God wants me to share. He wants me to share. But I want to keep them for myself. So I feel this tension between doing what God wants me to do, which is to share, and then keeping them and being selfish. Do you know, I'm going to let you have one anyway. Go on. There you go. Just one. There you go. Now listen, that tension in our lives, being pulled in God's way and being pulled by our sinful nature, is something that every Christian feels in their life every single day. It's like a tug of war. But you see, the sinful nature, that desire to live life our way, is a way that doesn't please God. We mentioned a whole load of those things that are different aspects of that sinful nature that it wants us to do. And we also heard that actually the sinful nature does not lead us to inherit God's kingdom. What God's Spirit wants us to do is not to show bad fruit in our lives, but he wants us to show good. You want to be a dinosaur? Do you know, that's lovely. That's really lovely. But what God's Spirit wants to do is to produce fruit in our lives. And as Jane said, there were 9. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And some of you made that craft earlier. In fact, that was Miles's. Thank you. Not Miles, it was Edward's. Thank you for showing us that, Edward. The question is who is going to win this tug of war in our lives? Who's going to win it? Is it going to be our sinful nature, or is it going to be the Holy Spirit? Now, the thing is, I need one other person. Now, Miles, I think you need to come and help me here, my friend. Miles, I need you to come and help me. You can pop that in your mouth. I wouldn't hold on to the chocolate and that, because it's going to... Okay, now here you go. Now hold this. Now, don't pull yet, Miles, but I just want you to say, I'm going to pretend to be your sinful nature, okay? That doesn't want to go God's way. Who do you think is going to win between me and Miles? Give it a go, Miles. Go on. Go on. Pull it. Go on. Try. You're not even trying. Come on. Use both hands. Come on. Come on, Miles. You see, he's not winning, you see, because the sinful nature is so strong and so powerful. Look, he hasn't got a chance. I can do it with one arm, you see. But imagine, stop for a minute, Miles. Now just imagine, if you had somebody who is bigger and stronger than me. Say you had someone like Miles, look behind you, look who's going to come and help you. Now. Miles, can you give Mark the rope? Okay. Take the strain, both of you. Are you ready? Steady. Go. Oh, no. Okay, go. Well done. Go and sit down, Miles. Well done. You see, actually, let go. Well done. So, you see, in and of ourselves, we are not strong enough to fight against the sinful nature in our lives. But if we have someone bigger and stronger with us, we can win that battle. And so when Mark was helping you, you beat me. Well, that's exactly what God has given his Spirit to us for, because he wants us to win the battle each day between the sinful nature and going God's way, the way of the Spirit. And so he's given us his Holy Spirit so that we can win. There's two things that we can remember to help us day by day win against that tug of war in us between the sinful nature and the new nature of the Spirit of God that he's put in our lives. The first thing is this. He wants us to remember what happened at our conversion. Remember what happened when you became a Christian. Now look, I've got a cross here. And the passage says that when we became Christians, we nailed our old sinful nature to the cross of Jesus. So, who wants to come and nail this for me? Come on, Freddie, you can come and nail this. Now, I'm going to hold this. Can you hit a nail?
Where there's a nail.
Yeah, there's a nail there. You're going to nail that. Go on, back it in. That'll do. That was great. Well done. This man should be a carpenter. The passage says that when we became Christians, we nailed our sinful nature to the cross with Jesus. In other words, we're saying our old way of living, of not following Jesus, is over. It's dead. I'm not going to go there anymore. It's finished. And the passage says that's what we need to think about every day. Every time we feel that pull of the sinful nature in our lives, every time we feel that sense of, oh, I don't obey my mum and dad, I want to be selfish, I want to be greedy, we've got to remember that that way of thinking is over. It's now to the cross. But you still want to be a dinosaur. Oh, a unicorn. That's lovely as well. Two lovely things to want to be. So, we've got to remember that our old life is over, but we've also got to remember something else. Day by day, our passage said we need to march in step with the Spirit. So, I need Miles again. This is what you've got to do, Miles. If I find the end of the rope. I want you to hold this, and I need Mark again. Because, you see, Mark's going to hold on to the end. Mark's going to represent the Holy Spirit. Okay, God's help in your life. And you take the strain. Okay, so basically, what you need to do every day, pull, Miles, gently, pull. Yeah, that's it, just take the strain. Every day, we're told we're to turn away from Miles, turn away from our sinful nature. So you need to turn around. Turn around, Miles. Hold on to the rope, and now you've got to march in step with the Holy Spirit. So try and follow your feet like Mark's. Ready? That's right. So what you're doing is you're going away from the way God doesn't want you to live, and now you're marching in step with the way God wants you to live. Well done, both of you. Give them a round of applause. Excellent. Thank you, my friend. And do you know, each day when we turn away from the sinful nature and then follow the way of the Spirit, marching in step with the Holy Spirit, we begin to change. Our lives begin to be transformed, and we begin to show the fruit of what God's Spirit wants to produce in our lives. So remember that today. This week, as you go into your week, Think about, where is that tug of war in your life? Where is it that you feel that, oh, I want to go God's way, or I want to go my old way? And turn away from that old way of bad living, a bad way of behaving, and decide, I'm going to follow what God wants for me. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much that you gave us your Holy Spirit, you, the living God, to live in our lives. Thank you that you are stronger than our sinful nature. Please help us to keep in step with, to march in step with your Spirit day by day. Amen.